This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Hi guys, and welcome to Leicester Fan TV for the post-match Fan Zone show. A 1-1 draw with Blackburn in our last pre-season friendly. Jamie will be joining me very, very shortly. Guys, get your thoughts in on the game. Let us know what you think. Nate's here already, disappointed. Yeah, Nate, you know, it wasn't obviously the best of performances, but it's a limited squad. And obviously it's still a pre-season friendly, isn't it? So Anthony's here. I'm not quite Phil, but he'll be back Monday, I'm sure. Let's get Jamie in. You're right, Jamie.
How are you? You all right, Phil? How are you? You good?
I've dyed my hair. Can you see?
Or should I call you Benjamin Button going backwards?
Benjamin Button, that's it. That's it. Someone's got it right. Anthony, he's changed it now. Hi, Longs. Thanks for joining, Anthony. And Stelios is here. Not good. Jamie, what are your thoughts on the game?
You can't really take a lot out of it. Last pre-season game, bit of a run around. There was 15 players out, weren't there? So with call-ups, injuries and others like Slim and Silva and Debatty and Gazelle. It gave the youngsters a run out. We're going to see what the under-23s are like. And it hopefully, I'd say Dewsbury Hall played well. The keeper played reasonably well. The I can't pronounce his name. You know what I'm like for foreign names. But he's a Polish under-21 international. So
I was thinking probably one
for the future. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, we did all right. It's disappointing, the result. But pre-season's not for results, though, is it, really, to be honest?
That's it. I mean, there's a few comments coming in, you know, a bit negative. Obviously, Mick said absolute dross. Anthony says rubbish, no end product. Think we are going to struggle. Hi, Jamie.
I'll just answer that one about Anthony. That we had 15. That wasn't the first team. That wasn't going to be the first team squad. First team starting lineup next week. Don't read anything into this pre-season. It's just, unfortunately, with this COVID malarkey and pandemic, it's just what it is. What it is, unfortunately, it'll be a different side next week, and it's just a run, like Gray says there. It's only a run out, but it is a little bit samey, though, wasn't it? The only problem is it looks like it's coming down the whole club the way they play. So hopefully, we'll get a bit of a faster start next week against West Brom.
Yeah, I mean, Baz has said obviously poor, but was a friendly, like we've said. Hamza, man of the match. You know, I think he played well as well. Dewsbury Hall, I thought, like you mentioned, Jamie, I think he had a great game. And when he has come in the last year or so, or the last few months, he's not been bad when he's made an appearance. So he's quite steady, isn't he, in midfield. Let's have a look what other people are saying. So the Facebook user says, I'm confused, aren't pre-season games for fitness purposes and we're missing most of your first 11 thought pointless international games and injuries? I mean, you and Phil spoke about it before the game, and Tom said it about the international break. It makes things difficult, doesn't it?
Pre-season, I know they're going to get a bit of competitive edge to the game, they're having two internationals, which is good for them. But it's just it's like when the season starts normally, when it starts in August. Within a week, you play an international. It's stupid. I don't know why they organised it, to be honest. They ought to have thought a little bit FIFA should have put their heads together and thought a little bit more about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think is Soyuncu's on international duty, isn't he, with Turkey?
Yeah, Soyuncu, Schmeichel, yes. He's gone. Johnny Evans, there's seven altogether, but I can't think of them. I can't think who the seven internationals are, to be honest.
No,
there's no English international anymore.
No, of course not.
Tillemans, Pratt.
Oh, yes, of lad. Course. Timothy Kasanga.
Kasanga. Sounds a bit like Lasagna, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mick says here, Jamie, I wish we would play two up front. Now, I was a bit surprised. Do you think it was just the lack of players why we played 4-3-3? Or I think so, yeah. Do you see us playing with the five or the three at the back on Sunday?
Well, towards the end of the season last year, we were playing three at the back and two up top, weren't we? We played quite a few games that way. So, yeah, I think we might play two up top. But me and Phil have been talking about this for ages. We're very old school, me and Phil. We like big man, small man up top. But under Rodgers, I don't think that will ever happen, unfortunately.
No, I agree. Peter says, let's calm down. So many first-team players missing. It'll be nothing like this next week. Only hope the play speeds up. It's just your normal pre-season, isn't it? Pre-season friendly. I think it was a bit quicker today than the previous games, I thought. Well, I think it was... I don't know. I'm not too sure. It's hard to judge, isn't it, the friendlies? You get different
pre-seasons
players in
so
every game.
Pre-seasons are so hard to tell, yeah. Pre-seasons are so hard, to be honest. They're just for just a bit of fitness, really. It doesn't matter what the result is. You like to win games and get a big confidence, but pre-season, it's not about the results so much.
No, I mean, someone's put here JJ as well with under-21s. So, yeah, there you go. Thanks for reminding us of JJ. Neil says, even at the level of today's match, we seem to go backwards for too much. There needs to be more drive and offensive play from midfield. I mean, we had two defensive midfielders. Obviously, Ndidi was at centre-half, but, we had Mendy and Chowdhury. We don't really want to see much of that this season, do we?
I thought Ndidi looked quite good at centre-half, actually. He looked quite composed. He didn't have to think about what he did it? When he has to think about it, sometimes he looks a bit dangerous.
Yeah, he's got the attributes to play there, so... but I think we need another centre-half, do you, in the transfer window?
Mark Gatwood's just put a comment on, proves we need depth in quality.
Yes.
The depth is still required, yeah.
There we go, proves we need depth, quality and depth is still required.
Yeah, we still need that. We still need a couple more signings, I know Alan Hansen said this once back 25 years ago, you can't win anything with youngsters. Well, he did back then, but now it's a lot different now. You need a bit more experienced on your side now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Ross has mentioned here the Daniel Amati goal. I think that was nice. You know, bad injury, nearly 2 years. So it was nice for him to get the game time.
He looked rusty though, didn't he?
Yeah.
A few little touches, back passes, looked a bit rusty, yeah.
Yeah, I did see the back pass.
Ross is in Cleethorpes, having a nice holiday here, Ross.
Yeah, let us know, Ross. How's your holiday going? So, yeah, we've got another comment here. Mark says, like we just mentioned, we never play well when we use the two defensive mids. Once again, it might have just been due to, we haven't got Tielemans, Madison's injured. So, it's difficult.
But like I said to Phil before, at least Madison and Fuchs are both back in training and Pereira's back in training as well. So once the full first team gets back in training, then yeah. But I thought today, Vardy looked very rusty today, I thought. I don't think he was at his best, Vardy. Some of his touches looked like he'd had 6 weeks off, let alone a couple of weeks off, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, well, Peter said only Vardy and Ndidi will start next week. What do you think, in terms of the players that played today? Can you see any others starting? Barnes, Gray, Albrighton?
Not Gray. Barnes will be a 50-50 starter. He's one of them that you start 1 week and not play the next. See, Barnes looked good against... Who did we draw Dillner with? Chef Wednesday, wasn't it? Or was that the first one? No, Birmingham was the first one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Was Chef Wednesday was the winner. Barnes looked good against then. So I think he might have a chance, but I think it just depends on what happens. I mean, do the Belgium lads, wherever they're playing, have they got to
self-isolate
when they come back? Yeah, have they got to self-isolate when they come back? Or I don't know where they're playing.
No, it's difficult. Is that going to let us know?
Is that going to knacker things up when they come back? I don't know.
Yeah, guys, let us know if you know the answer to that, if they need to self-isolate when they're back, if any of our players...
Will that Timothy Lestat-Cassanger, whatever, I can't, foreign names. No, like I said no, to no. Phil earlier, why can't we have names just like Smith and Jones and Preston and Holloway? It'd be damn sight easier to do. But will he start? Will he go straight into the team, or will they use Thomas?
Well, that takes me on to what I was just about to ask. Left back, obviously, we've made a sign-in. Go on, what was that?
I was going to say, Belgium are playing Denmark.
Oh, so they're playing Schmeichel playing. Yeah. So, I don't know. They might be all right. I would have thought that I would have seen some on social media on the news if it was going to be the case. Well, what you mentioned there, obviously about Kasanga, it just takes me on to that question, Jamie. Obviously, left back. You know, I don't know if Fuchs is fit. Do you know if Fuchs is fit?
He's not fully fit. He's back in training. Okay. He's not fully fit, so he won't. I don't think he'll be available.
We've got Thomas, we've got JJ who can play on the left, Kasanga. Who do you see starting if we don't sign another left back?
Well, I think JJ will be right back, and then it's either Thomas or does he bring this Kasanga in straight away? I don't know. Thomas didn't let us down last year, but he looked a bit tired today, so I don't know because he played the full 90 minutes. No, he did play the full 90 minutes. Did he play the full? Yes, he did play the full 90 minutes, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
So he might play him at legs. He didn't let us down the last three games of last season when Chilwell was injured, did he? Actually, no. Played a bit better than Chilwell. Played yes. a more defensive. He was more solid defensively. So you never know. I think it'll be Thomas, to be honest. I don't think he'll start the new lad straight away. I'll be surprised. Well, he'll have what? I think their game's on Monday, is it? So he'll get back Tuesday. Then his first training session Wednesday, Thursday. So yeah, he might have two or three days training, see how it goes.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Adam says here, send Thomas on loan. I think if we weren't so limited, it might be a good shout.
Yeah.
But if we sign another left back, which I've heard that we might be doing, or we're still after another left back.
The Norwich lad, Jamel Lewis. Is it Jamel Lewis? Jamiah Lewis, or whatever his name is.
And also Kasanga's teammate as well, Gossens. We're after him apparently still, so...
Sorry. That was my phone, sorry. I forgot to turn it off. But he's worth 40-odd million, though, isn't he? Whether my Italian friends at Sport Atlanta, they were saying, you can have one, but you can't have both. So in Italy, they're saying that Leicester is still in for that Gossens, whatever his name is.
But Jamal Lewis, I mean, Newcastle, I think, bidded 13 million today for Jamal Lewis. We were being linked with him for 20 million. If that's the case... You know, if 13 million is around the value which he's worth or which Norwich are valuing him, I think we should go for it. Surely 13 million.
I would have thought so. He scored the only goal against us against Norwich, didn't he, at their place last year? Well, yeah. Not last year, last March. So yeah, he's a decent left back, I think. He does a decent job. But then again, we're going for youngsters again. Do we need a bit more experience when we're playing? You think how many games we've got locks this year? We're going to have 38 Premiership games. We've got to have at least six Europa League games, maybe more. League Cup and FA Cup. We could be playing nearly 50 and 60 games if we have a decent run. So we're going to need experienced players, not the youngsters. We can't just blood youngsters. Oh, has he gone?
There's a few comments. So there's that one. You've got that. Newcastle have agreed to sign Jamal Lewis for 13.5 million.
If that's the case, then
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't put more. I mean, I don't know if they've had a bid accepted, so I don't think it's all agreed yet. So we'll have to wait and see if anything comes from that. But
Ross has just put what Marco Alonso. Phil did a post on it at the beginning of the week.
Yeah,
29. I thought he was older than 29.
Yeah,
he seems a bit Chelsea for a long time, hasn't he? But he'd be a decent because he's not going to get much game time, is he?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know too much about this Kasanga. I mean, I know that he can play left or right, but I don't know where he is predominantly. Is he more a right back than a left?
He's been playing some of my friends from Italy have said he plays predominantly right back, but he's just as good on his left foot as he is on his right foot. So he can play either side.
Yeah. So
hopefully it's just not people are jumping on the bandwagon like earlier saying, oh, is he going to be a replacement for Pereira next year? I hope not.
No, of course. And Tagliafico, that's gone quiet, hasn't it? That news. So
that's another 40 million, man. We're not going to spend, what would we? That'd be, if we bought Goosens as well, that's two 40 millions plus 25, 105 million. We're not going to spend 105 million. We might wait because the transfer window goes to October the 5th, is it, if I remember rightly?
October 5th, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
October
5th. So we might wait until... So I've just seen Rossi's next comment. Would you take Jeff Slutback? No, I wouldn't. That's what made me laugh, Ed. Ross, go and enjoy Costello Cleethorpes. Go and have an ice cream and a donkey ride.
Well, no, I was going to say, Jimmy, I saw a comment on Twitter yesterday. It was a bit of an interesting one. It was regarding Danny Simpson. Someone said, would you take him on a short-term contract, a free sign-in, as squad depth? Would you take him?
I'd have him on the bench every week, yeah. I would. Have him as a starter, but I'd have him on the bench. And coming into games as like the cup games and that, the Calvo Cup and the FA Cup game, something like that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind having that, but I don't think he would. You're going backwards. You've got to look forward, though, unfortunately. Yes. No matter what these players are like, you've got to look forward. You can't look backwards, unfortunately.
No. I mean, Tom's going to quickly join us and he'll get his thoughts in. Hiya, Tom, how are you?
Not bad, chaps. How are you?
Where'd you at?
Oh, no. Been out, mate. Been out.
What did you think? Did you watch the game, Tom? What did you think?
Yeah, I watched most of it. Pre-season, it's about fitness, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I think international should have been scrapped this term. Too quick a turnaround. How can Rodgers prepare a team for the new season when he's only had them back 3 weeks and he's lost them already for a week of that to international due to 7 players? Now, it should have been scrapped international this term round, and they should have bunched the fixes up where they needed to or put extra ones when they have the next breaks. But you can't prepare a team for that going into West Brom next week with a week to go by just on the training pitch for me.
Yeah, hey, I mean,
can you read that, Tom? Would you take Simpson back on a short-term contract as a backup player or as a squad player?
I think as a backup player, you're given 6 months because you cover yourself with JJ. Then if JJ's injured, you bring him in, Danny Simpson, and you've got that option there. Because at the moment, Ricardo won't be fit. So I think they said mid-October. I know we've seen him on the training pitch, but you can't rush him back after the injury. We've seen what happened before when players have come back too quick.
Because all Ricardo's doing is just running in straight lines at the minute, isn't he? He's not twisting and turning yet. Oh. They've not got him that stage yet.
No, and that'll be the biggest point from the twist and a turn is the massive bit for any injury like that. Coming back from that kind of injury, running in a straight line is, you know, simple for the body. If you then suddenly trying to put the pressure on with the turns, that's where you'll find out how far he is away. And, you know, it'll be nice. It's nice to see him on the pitches, but he's a long way away. Bring Simpson in a cup for 6 months up to Christmas and say, look, you've got 6 months with us. It might be till the end of the season, depending on injuries.
Yeah, a lot of people agreeing. A lot of people agree.
I wouldn't say I would have him. I mean, yes, I'd like him to come back, but I'd like someone better than Simpson. But if the option is Simpson or no one, I'd rather have Simpson. But I'd rather have someone better.
It's a tricky situation. Look, we all want signings. I appreciate that. But there's a lot of money this club has spent out in this last year. They've got a lot of debt now against the name at the moment with the training ground, the plans for the new ground. It's not going to be easy to go and get these players with, you know, without spending big dollar. We've seen that. If you want to buy English talent, you've got to spend the money. You go abroad, you get a bit of value for money. I think we've done that with this signing, you know, coming in from Italy. It's gone and got a bit of value, 21 million. It's not bad, really, you know, considering if you'd gone somewhere in England and trying to sign a left back, you probably would have been looking at 40 million easily for a replacement. So the club have got to be sensible. I still think we need to go out and find another striker and we need a creative winger. Centre-halves, we are light, but Benkovic, for me, is good enough to come in and play if we need him to. I know he's not had much game time for us, but Rodgers saw enough for him at Celtic to play him week in, week out, so it's going to be interesting.
Just going on Benkovic, Tom, has he gone on international this week or is he still there? Because why wasn't he in?
He's international as well, mate. I'm sure he's either under 21s or full team now. So he's another one. So what I mean, you can't prepare. I mean, your two centre-halves who possibly might start at West Brom have not played a proper game together yet. I mean, how do we go into West Brom away next weekend against a team, no offence, who came up from the Championship, probably haven't got as many international players as we've had, and it'll be really prep ready to go, and we've not had a proper full team where you've had a game together.
Yeah. Matthew, just put Matthew's comments up, Locks. Yeah, you didn't miss a lot, Matthew, to be honest, so you might as well have stayed at work.
I was going to ask you both quickly. Jamie's touched on it, but I wanted to get your opinion, Tom. Obviously, over the past couple pre-season games, any of the youngsters that have stood out for you the most?
Oh, Juba Hull, what a player. I mean, Blackpool fans were raving about him at his loan there, and we're gutted that they didn't get him this season. I thought he actually was going to go back there on loan this season. And if we'd had the depth in the squad, I think he might have done. But with European football, I think he'll get enough game time with us to keep him happy. He's definitely much stood out. I thought Hamza Chowdhury had a good game today, pressing from the front, made a lot of key tackles and broke up the play. So again, we know what Hamza can do. Good to see Almaty back, but he's a bit dangerous at the back, isn't he, with his Cruyff turns and everything. Yeah. And I think we saw why probably he's not going to play that many games for the football club. And at some point we'll leave. We saw it when he was fit. He was liable to make a mistake by trying overplaying at the back. And he's an athletic player who can get recoveries. But the way we play now, we're so open more at the back. You can't make those mistakes. You haven't got the cover around you to do it. Barnes will start. You know, I've already said Barnes will start at West Brom away. I'm sure he'll be up there with Vardy. I'd agree with Jamie. I think Vardy looked rusty today. You need to go and find someone, though, to help him. You know, you can't rely again another season on Vardy scoring you 24 goals. It's not going to keep happening. He is going to start slow down. The chances might come to him, but he's, you know, if we all see the older they get, they're not going to be in those boxes as much. So we've got Hurst, but again, is he good enough to come in and score 10 goals? Probably not at the moment. You got Iheanacho, he scored 10 goals last year, but again, does he feel with the confidence to go and take that place if we were to suddenly get an injury to Vardy? Probably not at the moment. You know, it's going to be an interesting. What, we got 4 weeks now to the transfer window closes. 5 weeks, is it?
Yeah.
End of October it closes.
Beginning of October.
So it's going to be an interesting month to see if they're going to try and get in, getting out. There's a lot of players that need to get off the books to free up the funds. I think that's the biggest problem at the moment. Yeah. Got big earners in Somani, Silva, who are tying up funds that we need to clear off. Matty James, I don't know what's happened to him, but played a couple of pre-season games and then disappeared again. So is he injured again? You know, if that's the case, for me, club just pays wages off now. Get rid of him. I love him to bits. He was brilliant for us, but let's not muck around. If we can get a player off the wage bill and offer, you know, you can come and train, but we're going to pay your contract up now. You know, pay, you know, sort it out. It's a tricky situation, if I'm honest. Yeah, and I didn't think I'd be going into this, but it is going to be interesting how Rodgers is under pressure already with the season starting. He's under big pressure. Yeah. We lose at West Brom and the knives will be out again because of the way we finished the season. And I'm for one, you've got to give Rodgers time. This is his third now transfer window. He's into his second full season now it'll be for him. So he's got to, you know, start stepping up to the plate. Marshall the other night, you know, wasn't his biggest fan when we talked about him after the game. And said that he didn't like him at Liverpool, the way he played, the way he tried and do stuff. If he's not careful, the pressure is going to get to him quicker than it did at Liverpool with bad results. And we've seen how quickly the fans will turn when things aren't going well.
Yeah, well, go on, Jamie.
Imitaz has put sell Silva, Marty and Salami. But the thing is, it's all right saying sell them, but who is actually going to want to buy them? That's the thing. It's not about, we'll just sell them. We've got to get some of the money back for them. Because the old King Power have had a bad trot with this pandemic. The old duty-free King Power in Thailand, they're not making as much money as they used to. So it's all right selling sell. People have got to want to buy them. That's the problem we're going to have.
And I'm guessing, especially the wages they're on. Are they going into the last year of the contract then?
Yep.
Is this, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm not sure about Amarty, but
Silver.
Combined. Was it Silver and Samani combined are over £50 million worth we pay there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to think we're going to be looking at a minimum 25 back if you want to try and get rid of them, because you've got to make something back to get them put back into the kitty. It's all everyone going, it's 50 million from Chilwell. I don't think you look at football clubs, don't go, oh, you've got 50 million, you're going to get 50 million back to spend. Doesn't work like that. It really doesn't, unless you're a Chelsea, as I said, they're not. The difference between us and Chelsea, Liverpool, Man United, they're global brands. They've got bigger incomes from other places than we have. And we will be hit by the ticket sales not being where they would be normally. An empty stadium, you're not only paid £70 for your season ticket, where you're normally paying £4 to £1,000, depending where you sit in the ground. These are big finances. The club have got some type of recoup somewhere. As Jamie just said, and the business in Thailand ain't going to be doing too great either.
Yeah.
You've got them three we've just talked about, Silva, Somani, and Amarty, plus you've got Gazelle, Diabaty, James. You think there must be a week that must be 200,000 easily on wages. Do you think how much that release? Even if we can't just say, right, cancel your contract and go, but we can save about 200,000 on wages, I think, roughly. I'm not sure how much it is, but it's got to be around that mark for six Premiership players. 200,000, I think that's about right, wouldn't you say, lads? Probably a bit more.
I think it'd be a bit more. I think Samani on his own is probably on 50k. I think they said he was on 50,000-60,000 just a week for Slimani. I mean, Silva's not going to be pushing any more than 40,000. But there's 100k. Diabate maybe 30, 25. But it's a situation.
It's all money that could be.
Yeah, pumped back into the squad. And that's where you look at it. You got these, if you get rid of six and you're taking another two, would you be happy with that as a recruitment company side of things, though, lads?
Yeah.
I've just read Mark's comment there. Yeah, that's true. If you can say struggles to sell, but if we don't cut the losses and move them for, yeah. That word we ought to ban, relegation. Not yet. We ought to cross that word out, scrub it out. Mm. Let's not mention the R word yet.
No, but it was relegation form, wasn't it? Obviously, you've mentioned it, haven't you, Jamie, loads of times, but you can't deny it.
Not that many times. I haven't talked about it that many times.
No, but you know what I mean. But it's worrying. But Tom hit the nail on the head there. If there's a couple of poor performances or poor results in the first couple of games, there's going to be pressure piled on him, isn't there? On Rodgers.
It's not just the pressure on him, it's the pressure on the players. You know, the performances weren't good enough at the back end of the season. You know, we missed out on Champions League football, where in theory should have been in the bag. You know, the games upturned it, you know, Watford away 1-0, there's two more points. Your Champions League space is nearly there. The Brighton at home performance wasn't good enough. But it's going back from last Christmas, that 1-1 draw at home to Norwich. And from then on, the form disappeared.
We keep talking about that all the time, that one all draw, don't we?
There was something changed. We'd just gone to Villa and smashed them 4-1. And then it changed. I mean, we can't go back and we can't rewrite the history from last year. We now have to look to what we've got. But the concern, if we haven't got any more players in bar one from the team that was in a very, very poor form, and it's now about this team have got to somehow turn it round. And, okay, they've had a nice break. Hopefully they come back refreshed. But it's going to be in their back of their minds what's happened at the end of the season. It's not just disappearing and that's it, done, we move on. It's all right saying that, but they will know what one or two bad results starting at West Brom up the week, or week on Sunday, and suddenly, whoa, what's going on again?
That's it.
And the last question I wanted to ask both of you, as you know, we're coming very close to the start of the season. Predictions for where we'll finish next season. What do you both think? I know we've discussed it every now and then, but what are your final thoughts? Start with Jamie.
At this moment in time, we're still on for the quadruple.
Very true.
I've been on water anyway, but not much more. I'm going to go for a mid-table and a decent run in the cup. That's what I'm going to put down. Not sure what position, but mid-table.
If I'm honest, I'd be happy anywhere 8th, 9th. That's not being negative, because if you look at the teams around us, they've all strengthened. Everton have just gone to sign another Brazilian today. You know, they're looking at James Rodriguez. They're signing big names. And I know it doesn't always mean you're going to do well, but the difference of this year, they've gone and got a world-class manager in Ancelotti, who's now had a pre-season to drag this team back to where he wants to be. And they were playing some good football at times, but the back end of the season, Everton, when they were clicking. So for me, 8th or 9th, and do you know, if we got to the quarter final of the UEFA Cup, you'd take that as a good season. But I want to get to a final this year of a cup. We were so close last year and we blew it. Why should we not be pushing for that League Cup?
If we can go.
Well, yeah, but still, it'd be nice to go, but the silverware for me more than anything, you know what I mean? Winning things breed confidence more than ever, you know. We saw that win in the league. We then went on a magical season the following week. It might not have happened in the league, but the Champions League run, the confidence are there. You just need another cup in the belt. And other teams think, well, it could go to Leicester. They've won two trophies in the last six seasons. What's stopping them going and winning some more? So, I'd say 8th, 9th and quarter final. I'd love to win the FA Cup. That's my biggest thing. Yeah. I'd love to win the FA Cup now.
Yeah,
I agree with you both. A lot of people are saying the same, aren't they? Around mid-table, 10th to 7th, around that. A couple R words in there, but let's ignore them for now.
I've got one last question for Tom.
Yeah.
Who have we got on Wednesday night, Tom?
Steve Walsh, if I remember correctly.
Mr. Legend of
Leicester City. There have been a few, the legend gets chucked around sometimes, but this man, well, he is the legend of Leicester City. King is a legend, but this man is way above Andy King. he is the Mr. Leicester, and it'd be a very good chat on Wednesday night with Walshy.
Yeah, but you're looking forward to that. Half seven, is it?
Half seven, mate. Yeah.
Half seven. And tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, Jamie.
Me at 10 o'clock. I'm back.
10 o'clock.
3 weeks. 3 weeks now. I'm back. Yes, for the aftermath. Well, God knows. I think it. What you? After mass or something. It might be something different tomorrow, but it's not much of an aftermath show tomorrow, is it?
No, not at all. Well, guys, remember, obviously, Jamie tomorrow at 10 and Tom will be speaking to Walshy half seven on Wednesday. Go on, Jamie.
Hold on. Don't forget our Fantasy Football League.
Yes.
Come and join us. Ross is doing it. Loxy's doing it. we'll put the code out in many places. Make sure you come and join. See if you can come and beat us. See if you can beat us as managers.
Yeah, we'll post it again on the Facebook page and the Twitter page after this stream. So check that out and join. For a prize gifted by Jamie, what's the prize, donated, Jamie?
It's a £50 gift voucher from the club shop, just like last year.
There we go. So yeah, just enough to get a shirt. Yeah, there we go. Cheers,
yeah, you
lads.
Might have to shove a few quid on it.
Yeah, that's it. Cheers, lads. Thanks for joining. Mate. All right. Cheers.
See you later.
Yeah, bye. Bye. So, guys, get your final thoughts in on everything, really, you know, on the game today. You know, that question which we asked, who should start left-back next Sunday? Get your thoughts in. Also, what we asked was, what positions do you think we'll finish? There's been comments flying in about that, so let us know. Himanshu is here. Let's go, Foxes. Come on, let's hope for a great season. We've got another comment here from Zab. What is code? Is it FPL? Yes. So the FPL, the Fantasy Premier League on the official Premier League app, you can join the Leicester Fan TV League. And the winner at the end of the season, the person who finishes first with most points in May or June or whenever the season's meant to finish, will win a £50 gift voucher for the club shop, for the Leicester fan store. And that is, you know, that has been donated by Jamie at the Fox's Arms. So thank you to him for that. So check out our Facebook page and Twitter page in about 10 minutes time, and we'll get that posted so you can join the league. So Imtiaz has said Steve Walsh would do well as backup at centre back for us at the moment. I completely agree. I think we'll all agree with that, Imtiaz. Matty says, should we actually buy Ryan Bertrand? I mean, with the options at the club, Matty, I don't think it would be a bad idea, so I don't see why not. A few people asking the score, if you haven't seen it, was 1-1, Leicester 1, Blackburn 1. Ben says, what is the code? Ben, I haven't got it on me right now, but check the Facebook and Twitter page in about 10 minutes time, and I'll tell you what, guys, I'll tell you what it is now. So the code for the Fantasy Premier League is, drum roll, please. You've put me on the spot here now, trying to get it. So the code, where is it, guys? While that loads, let's read out a few more comments. Amal Palmer's here. Lol, him and shoot. George says, we finished fifth, lol, above the likes of Spurs, Arsenal, Wolves, Everton. Our fans are over-expecting. I agree with you there, George. We did finish, you know, fifth place. Look, last season, I mean, we won't talk about last season much now, so I'll finish with it here, you know. We wanted top four. We should have got top four from the first part of the season. Okay. But you know, fifth place, you know, with hindsight and all of that, it's not a bad finish, you know, for Leicester City, our second ever highest finish in English football. So so guys, the code for the Fantasy League is XM08 QB. So I will put it up on screen in just a moment. Obviously, guys, remember, keep getting your thoughts in on the game and where you think we'll finish this season. Not another draw. We need that Fox's killer instinct. Yeah, that's a very good point. We'd love to see that now next season. I'm just getting the code up on screen for you all. So let's get that up. XM08QB. So guys, if you want to join the Fantasy League, type that in as the league code. You'll join the Leicester Fan TV League. And like I said, at the end of the season, the winner will get a £50 gift voucher for the club store. You might need an extra fiver for a shirt, but you know, you're pretty much there. So you know, if you do win it at the end of the season, you can, and to be fair, the prices will probably be down by then for the shirts, so you can get yourself a new Leicester shirt. So guys, thanks to all who have joined and watched today. Everyone's Tom and Jamie have been joining to get their views in. So, and thanks to all you guys who've put your comments in and letting us know what you thought of the game. Next weekend, Premier League's back. We will be, we'll be doing our normal shows, pre-match, post-match, halftime as well. You know, Jamie's aftermath show. It'll be good to be back to football, watching every weekend. I think we're all excited for it, as long as it goes okay, as long as it goes well. And then, yeah, obviously, fingers crossed, we can have a great season. But once again, guys, thanks all for watching. Remember, you can check out our socials at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Periscope, all of them at Leicester Fan TV. And of course, www.leicesterfantv.com, where you can actually enter a competition to win a brand new 2021 home shirt. And also, as always, thanks to our sponsors who are just about to come on screen. My name's Lox. Thanks all for watching. And yeah, as always, come on, you Foxes.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatney, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Mentes UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.